Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fam. On Wednesdays, Commanders head coach Dan Quinn addresses the media to prepare for the upcoming matchup. This week, it's against the Minnesota Vikings. Here is Commanders head coach Dan Quinn.
Is that something you missed, and do you feel it has maybe energized you in any way?
Missed, yes. Energized, no. Do I like it? Yes. But I would say energized during the game for sure. I would say like the other 6 days and like 21 hours, no. But the game part of it is like calling is a lot of fun. The players energize me. That's honestly the truth of it all. Why I love coaching. I like being around them. I like teaching. And so during the game, like I'm on the trip with them, you know, and so riding it with them. And I want to make sure I'm giving them every chance they can to play at their best.
Is it easier for you to take over that when you have, like, you know, you've built a lot of what you wanted to establish, some of what you wanted here? You have guys in the offensive staff, you know, head coaches over there. Is it easier for you to do something like that now than maybe it would have been, you know, just coming in as that?
Yeah, that's fair, John. And I think that's also accurate because there's other things that come across that you need your time and your attention, but then you're learning the staff too. When you're a first year coach, you're learning one another and how that routine goes. And so like our staff definitely grew tighter this year. And so now I'm definitely leaning in more onto others. And I think I even, you know, spoke with that with Nikki one other time to utilize this talented group of guys. And Joe's also been at the very front of that. We have a battle rhythm together that was easy to get into together, and Brian and David and other guys, you know, on the staff to do that. I definitely leaned in hard on them, which was definitely would have been harder earlier.
I know at Atlanta you had Kyle Flood and Bob Sutton kind of help out with some of it. Is that setup similar to sort of what you have going with Guardy and Brian Johnson and Joe here?
I say it's probably that times. You know, and I think that's probably true for our league in some ways, Nikki, that that's expanded, that's evolved. You know, if you'd ask me, is it the same as it was in 25? I would say certainly not. And that's a good thing, too. Like, I enjoy the game management, where we're at, the timeouts, when to use time, when to use clock. At the end, when it works, that's a good call. When it doesn't, you know, you're pissed. But as long as you're good with the process you went through to get there. This game had so many moments of even at the end of the game, you know, shot it wasn't there, throw it out, still saves time for the field goal. Like, those were big moments. So, but yeah, Bob and others have been a part of that. But I'd say it's expanded more now. I guess probably true in the NFL.
I'm going to ask a two-parter since he does it all the time and cheats. You mentioned on the Hard Knocks that you told your team that, you know, you guys lost the game, but you didn't feel they were lost anymore. What did you mean by that? And then for the defense, you know, where do you think they've made the biggest strides over the last couple of weeks?
Okay, for the first part, I would say capturing standards together. I think that's what it's about, of, you know, the battle for it. I thought, in an unusual sense, it was maybe our best group game still with a loss. So it's hard to say it was our best game because you had a loss, but I thought from a performance, if you didn't have that part, the performance side, I thought this was connected. This was a punt for field position. This was a getting a stop. This was making a play. So those were things that I liked. And I saw some people playing some of their best. I like for Samer Still and Connerly. Those were two that really I thought elevated up. And that's what I want to see, like elevation and improvement. So that was the first part. And on the second part, can you repeat the second one? I think we had a ways to go, but I think playing really hard with less mistakes. I've always thought they were playing hard, and then mistakes, and here's a big play, and that. So like, I never had questioned that part of it, but having the ability to go fast as you can, but on that tightrope of making the right decisions, and so that's a big deal, and I think we're making progress in that way, because I never questioned anybody's effort, and though I think we're going that hard, but staying on that tightrope of less mistakes, I think that's a big deal.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Coach, going up against a unique Vikings defensive scheme this week, is there anything different about how you and your offense go about preparing for Sunday?
Yes, you do have to. Some games are like that, where there's more things to go through to prepare in different ways. It is kind of some of the fun parts of the NFL. This player can't ruin the game. This scheme is unique. How do you work that at practice? Sometimes when a team has similar schemes, you don't even use cards very often, just so you can get the same speed and the same matchups. And then in a game like this where there's some different looks, you want to make sure you have contingencies, go through things, and that's one of the challenges of it for sure.
Dan, you mentioned last week having one of your favorite weeks of practice and kind of pushing the guys to go hard. Obviously, you're focused on it right now and winning week to week, but also are those moments sort of good information for you to have for the future when you're thinking about guys, being a long-term future to Commanders?
For sure. And, although we're not going to have a winning record, like, that does not back off of, like, winning standards and habits and things that you want to do, like elite standards. I think of a guy like Jeremy Reeves, like, controlling the things he can. Like, you want to talk about a guy who hustles? Like, that's not ever the case. And so when you see people who have exceptionally high standards for things, of course that rubs off. I even showed that to the team. Here's Zach, becoming one of the leaders in all time of catching receptions at tight ends. You're going to see him on the jugs today, tomorrow, the next day. Like, he doesn't get tired of those things that really matter and those standards. They're boring. They're, like, you know, monotonous. And, like, now, man, you don't ever think you have it. So, yeah, it matters a lot. The practices do. But it's also a lot of fun to compete together. And essentially, man, like, that's also what we do. Like, it's an awesome op for all of us to put out our best. And, like, that's my job to help a player become like as good as they can be. And that's that Zach that year, or, you know, somebody in their first year, like, that doesn't change.
Dan, what's your level of optimism for Noah Brown this week?
Very much in the green, high. So I got good optimism, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
When you have two overtime close games in a row, especially this past week when you're playing one of the best teams in the NFL, is that, could you guys carry confidence from that to the rest of the season? Like, hey, we can hang with anybody.
Yeah, I think I probably framed it a little differently to say when we, you know, had the week and the preparation that we did, like, you can't help but, like, go battle for it. There's not like a silver lining that I take from that. What I do take from it is this is the small, this is the tweak, this is the margin. Like, there's not like a perfect game and none of us are going to play it. But the fact that we played faster with less mistakes, that means, man, like, drive faster. You know, like, you're closer even more. And so we're going to find those things that push us over the top. But if you have the effort and the speed like that, man, you got a lot of things that can go your way. So when I was talking about next play, it might have been a big penalty. You still got to go score, or, you know, fourth.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.